And now I have the pleasure of bringing on Carrie Wood. She's a Chief Marketing and Donor Engagement Officer for the Sacramento Region Community Foundation and the Big Day of Giving, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's find out what is... tell us about the organization, Carrie.
Okay. Well, Sacramento Region Community Foundation was formed about 36 years ago. And it was formed actually by the Junior League of Sacramento.
Okay.
A group of people that were involved in that organization came together with some other community leaders and decided, you know, we need an organization that centralizes giving and works with people, philanthropists and businesses and other organizations to make philanthropy, make nonprofits stronger, really help build our region into an even more vibrant place.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Can you give us an idea of some success stories that either with other nonprofits or with just philanthropic individuals?
Well, what the Sacramento Region Community Foundation does is brings philanthropists together to do many things. One is open funds, such as donor advised funds, endowment funds, those kinds of things, so that they can be strategic in their giving and work together with either educational institutions to provide scholarships, to work with different nonprofits from the very large to the very small, which is another thing that Big Day of Giving is all about.
Okay.
And really working with organizations like the Sacramento Food Bank, like arts institutions, and others to partner to solve some of the community's biggest problems.
Okay, so I've been involved in some community foundation stuff, not with you guys, but in the past, and used donor advised funds, and they're a way for you to put the money in real quick without, you don't have to. We've since set up our own 501c3, right, our own charitable organization with the board of directors, and you know it's a lot of work, trust me, and you know that, but prior to that, you know, you want to have a way of giving and directing it when you need it. So I'm going to walk myself through this a little bit and see if it's like this with you guys. We put some money into your, like a bank account, and you house that money for us. And then when we decide we want to go invest it into the food bank or some other nonprofit entity, we call on you and you write the checks for us.
Pretty much, that's how it works. So it's like a charitable checking account, for example. But what we encourage is grant making out of that fund as often as possible. What we don't want to see is a lot of funds sitting stagnant. We really want the money to go out and be put to work in the community.
Okay, so obviously that you want to do good for the community, but in terms of sustainability, when people put the money into the account, you're able to invest that or draw interest on that. So if they take it back out, it's like a bank, right? You want to have assets.
Right.
So if people take money out, you've got to replenish.
Well, the way the foundation is set up is we have just under $150 million in assets. And about 75% of that amount is endowment.
Okay.
So we obviously, you know, have a very good asset base. Of which we're able to do a lot of other things in the community. We have four key initiatives, one around food, one around arts and culture, another around building philanthropy, which is where Big Day of Giving comes in.
Okay.
And then another around education and providing scholarships, especially to some of the higher need audiences.
Well, thinking about building businesses, you're the Chief Marketing and Donor Engagement Officer. That sounds like more on the sales side of things, if I'm thinking of it. We were talking earlier about, you know, we've got to also account for stuff, so we have accountants and things like that. Who's most valuable to an organization? Who should be paid the most? Is it the controller, the person in charge of sales?
Well, you can imagine, as a marketing person, you would definitely think that the salesperson should get paid more. However, the fact that I work for the Community Foundation and see the importance of properly managing $150 million in assets, I will tell you that I might take Mr. Nilo's stance here and say both. The folks that count the money and invest the money, they can't do that without the money coming in, clearly. But it is such a strong partnership.
You bet. You bet. You also touched on Big Day of Giving.
Yes.
It's something that I'm getting involved with around here in Legion Giving, one of our charitable organizations. But what is it for you? What's Big Day of Giving? Obviously, you've got some enthusiasm around that.
Absolutely.
Okay,
tell us
about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited. It's just around the corner, May 2nd. It's 24 hours of giving that is really built around the idea that everyone can give in some form or another. There is, it's really a reminder as well as a big day to promote philanthropy. You can give $15, as low as $15. And in fact, about 60% of the giving that goes on in that 24-hour period is between $15 and $50. Mm-hmm. So last year we raised $7.4 million in one day.
Wow. Yeah. Well, now when you say we, that's your organization?
We collectively
raised that much.
Well,
it's kind of interesting because it's a way to remind everybody in the middle of the year, right? It's around, I guess it's around Mother's Day, that, hey, we need to give. So think of the charity of your choice that's involved with the big day of giving and give. So people can give actually to the Sacramento Community Foundation, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But we work with 600, we have about 610 nonprofits that are part of Big Day of Giving this year. So when I say we, it's a collective we. It's all of the nonprofits and all of the hard work that they're doing to raise funds. We're also obviously doing a lot of work to encourage people to give on that day. Mm-hmm. And in the last seven, this is our seventh year, we'll have raised $30 million in this one day.
Wow. Now, is this a regional program, or is this something that was prompted by something national?
Well, it started, like I said, 7 years ago. Here locally, it started as the Arts Day of Giving.
Okay.
That was in 2013. And that was specifically for arts organizations. Then the community realized, there's so many other nonprofits that could benefit from this. And it started locally, but it benefits four counties, Sacramento, Yolo, Placer, and El Dorado, which are the counties that the Sacramento Region Community Foundation oversees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the big day of giving, help me to explain this. Are there matching funds in some way that helps the charitable organizations if they collect big money on that day?
Yes. I'm so
like
glad
a contest
you. Yes.
Or something?
Yes, there are. And I'm so glad you asked that. In fact, last year we had just about $1.5 million in matching funds from businesses, from employers who matched their employees' giving, et cetera.
Wow.
We
okay,
hope
so
they get
it's kind of like it's infectious. Hey, you're giving, I'm giving, we all give a little bit, and it ends up being millions and millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Incredible. Okay, so, you know, as entrepreneurs, it's never easy. There's these obstacles, there's these bumps in the road. And I have to imagine at even an organization like yours, right? You have bumps in the road and challenges. Walk us through some of the challenges that you're faced with, and then how do you guys overcome them?
Related to Big Day of Giving,
or yeah,
related
sure.
to in general. Yeah. So challenges can range from technical glitches to just maybe a lack of interest, you know,
okay.
And that's really a big part of our job is to get out and promote this to the general community. There are many people who feel they can't give or they forget or they're busy. But what we've done to try to alleviate some of that is to create scheduled giving 2 weeks prior. So as of April 15th, you can give.
You can give on April 15th, and it still goes toward Big Day of Giving on April 2nd.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't realize
on
that.
May 2nd.
On May 2nd. Yeah. So start giving on tax day, right, on April 15th, and then, you know, it'll count for Big Day of Giving. So pick out your charities now. Are there certain charities, you mentioned the food bank, are there certain charities that that are sort of your pet projects at all?
No, they're all our pet projects.
Okay.
We love them all and we want them all to succeed. We have these four key initiatives. So we work with some nonprofits that are partners of ours to help further some of the causes that we're focused on. But we really are looking to all of them to succeed. So.
Yeah. So getting the word out, you're obviously have experience in marketing. So this challenge is before you now to get the word out. But think about advice to that next person in line. There's plenty of charitable organizations mm-hmm. out there that are thinking about, like, how do I get my word out? Even small businesses all over the place. We have to get the word out so we have clients. Thoughts on to that next person in line about really getting the word out about our business?
Well, you know, social media is a big thing. We find that tends to be, especially for an online giving day like this, mm-hmm. Tends to be really the top way that people are getting the word out. But, you know, we work with many media partners, and I recommend that to anybody coming down the line. Build relationships with Key Media, mm-hmm. with folks like Marquee Media, who mm-hmm. handle digital billboards.
My good friends at Marquee Media. They are the billboard guys. Thank you. They're a sponsor of the show. I'm glad you brought them up. Sorry to interrupt you. Continue, but I have to give a plug out. These guys are good friends of mine, and obviously your friends there mm-hmm. too. And they do a lot for our community. So
absolutely. Anyway. But I think that's so key, is building these relationships. We have a key partner, Western Health Advantage, mm-hmm. and we work with companies like them. And I encourage that for others coming down the road, build those kinds of relationships. They can help promote these kinds of things as well to their employees, mm-hmm. to their clients, et cetera.
It's all about the key relationships and getting the word out. Carrie Wood, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for committing to this community the way that you have.
Thank you.